flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Well, yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. We play it on Thursdays. The host comes up with usually two sports categories and one pop culture, things that have come up on the show during the week, but it's up to the host. It is their discretion. And today...
The host. Okay.
Brace.
Bob Barker?
Brace yourselves.
Reeve Eubanks.
The host today is Shane Reardon. Shane,
oh,
take it
better.
Away. Shane, take it away.
So
you host
I did
categories.
Decide, if people know who listen to this show, that sometimes I'll throw in a subjective category and you just have to figure out, hey, what do you think Shane likes the most about all these things? I didn't do that today.
Good.
We are doing
driveways.
Two sports and one non-sports. The first one, I need every Bulls first-round draft pick since 1990 in the wake of the news that they turned down a first-round draft pick for Lonzo Ball.
So these are every Bulls
first-round draft pick since 1990.
Oh, wow. I will go with Derrick Rose.
Yep, that's one of them. Good job, Speaks.
Thank you.
Eddie Curry.
Yep, that's another one.
Tyson Chandler.
No.
Was he second round?
He was a second rounder.
Oh, no.
No, he's not.
Thought they were both high first round.
No, guys. Tyson Chandler was like number two. Three.
Like they were one and three, right?
Yeah,
or something
they were
like
one and three.
Maybe, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well,
hold on. That could be
way,
on me. Like, oh, nope.
I don't mind if I'm wrong. I can
yep,
have my.
He was the second overall pick in 2001.
They were one and two.
Got left off my list.
I should have been writing down more names while you were looking that up. I lost valuable time.
Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'll go with Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Jimmy Ooh. Butler.
Okay. That was pick 30 in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Scottie Pippen.
Since 1990. Oh. No, you're out, brother. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bad look.
Elton Brand.
Yep, Elton Brand, 1999, 1-1.
Okay.
Kirk Heinrich.
Kirk Heinrich out of Kansas, 2003, 1-7.
Tanny, you and me, baby.
Jason Caffey.
Jason Caffey, 1995, 1-2.
I'll go with Marcus Fizer.
Marcus Fizer. Yeah, you're always pushing that. 2000, 1-4.
Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah, yes. Florida, 2007.
I will go with Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter, yes. 2018, 1-7.
Oh, I'll go boy. Patrick Williams.
Patrick Williams, yes. 2020, 1-4.
How about Doug McDermott?
Doug McDermott, no.
What?
No.
I what? Should be writing down more names.
I mean, I guess he was technically drafted by Denver and they made the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So who is the other person that they drafted
It was the guy. It was Gary Harris.
Gary Harris. Correct.
So Gary Harris would have been correct.
Yep. Oh. Tanny, give me one and you win it.
Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis, yes. 2015, 1-2.
That is ass. Tremendous.
Oh, wow.
That is tremendous. Tanny wins the category.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in. Jason Caffey was a delightful.
Oh, I could have gone Corey Blunt, Dickie Simpkins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I blew it on McDermott.
All right,
good
now,
category, good category.
With Dan Bernstein's guy, Matis Buzelis, competing in the dunk contest this weekend, I need every winner since... They did it in 1984.
Oh, 84? So we're going all the way back to the beginning?
You can go back to the beginning, sure. I have all of them here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Every dunk contest winner. Anthony, you go first.
All right. Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I don't know.
Check man. That, Shane. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I think he won a couple. Yeah. 88 and 87.
Okay.
Tanny?
Harold Miner, Baby Jordan.
93. Mm.
So we just go with all the versions of Jordan.
Yeah. I'll go with Kenny Skywalker.
89.
Thank you very much.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yes, 97.
Spud Webb.
Probably.
Yeah, I think yeah. Spud Webb did win it.
Famously, right?
Famously.
Yeah, 86.
86, okay. Spud Webb. I'll go with Larry Nance.
The first Ooh, one, good 84.
Good Larry
one.
Nance. Yes.
Oh. That was yes. in Denver.
that all was the pertinent information random. Here.
Yeah. I'll give you, I've got the locations thank too, you. Dude.
That was yeah, extra, right. extra information. thank God. I was wondering where this was. Where did Larry Nance win the dunk contest?
Denver.
He dunked two balls at once. I remember it.
What location did Dominique Wilkins win at?
Yeah, that's good
90 in Miami.
Okay. Tanny.
And 85 in Indy.
Did someone say Vince Carter yet?
Nope. No, you're good okay. there. Oakland.
Vince Carter. I will go with the Celtics. D. Brown.
Yes, D. Yes. Brown won it in 91.
Good one.
That was in Charlotte.
Okay.
How about one Zachary LaVine?
Yeah, Zach won it in 2016 and 15.
Hmm.
Location?
Toronto and New York, respectively.
Thank you for yeah. that.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Brent Barry in the warm-ups. That's what I'm hoping Matas does. He comes out in the warm-up okay. top.
96, right. Brent Barry.
No. Let me say, Matas mentioned he's going to wear a jersey. I think it's Zach, because Zach taught him some dunks.
That'd be cool.
And Zach won it twice. So I think it's going to be a Zach LaVine jersey. It's my prediction. I'm going to go with Mac McClung.
Yes, two years in a row, the most recent, 2023 and 2024.
And he's going to try to do a three-peat this coming weekend.
Fun fact about Mac McClung, Polecats Tommy, the head of security at Polecats, the strip club, once showed me Mac McClung highlights when he was in high school when I was at Polecats.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I met Polecats Tommy.
Sweet. Yeah.
Was that the most impressive thing you saw that
night? It was a blackout. No, it was a blackout Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving. Okay. Just me and some high school buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Mom, if you're hearing that. She listens pretty much every day.
How about... I feel like Kenny Smith won it at some point.
Oh, he won the three-point contest.
No.
I feel like he did like he dribbled it between his legs. It bounced off the backboard. He dunked it. Didn't win for that, huh?
No, I don't have a Kenny Smith here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Tanny, you and me.
Did we say Neek?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, remember he won in Miami.
Isaiah J.R. Ryder, being very specific for the guy with the list.
Yes, over there. In 94.
Yeah. How about Tom Chambers? I'm going to go Tom Chambers.
Tom Chambers.
Keep going back.
Ooh, he might have been a better in-game dunker. Did he win a dunk contest?
Tom Chambers did not win a dunk contest. What year do you think it would have been?
I thought for sure time. 1987?
Is that just a guess?
I know. I just Googled it because I think I'm right. Not 1987?
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
No, Jordan won in 87.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
God.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, and that was in Seattle.
Oh. All right, Tanny, one more.
Did Kobe win one?
We had that one already.
Oh, what about did...
Oh, I got so many more dunkers.
All right, well, then you win.
You guys are missing like so many obvious ones.
Did Dr. J win one of the early ones?
No.
No?
All right. He won, I think, an ABA.
That's what I'm thinking in my head.
I was going to go Jason Richardson.
Yes.
That was going to go Richard Dumas.
Did he? No, he didn't.
Phoenix Suns. Didn't Richard Dumas win the dunk contest? No?
No, not on my specific list.
Who all jumped? Right. Oh, Blake Griffin, right?
Yeah,
also.
Blake Griffin.
Oh,
yeah. Blake Griffin. Yeah. Nate Robinson. John Wall. Derek Jones Jr. with the Bulls.
Yeah,
won it.
Who's the Magic Center with the Superman deal?
Dwight Howard.
Gerald Green.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Smith.
All right. Who was the... There was another Phoenix guy in the era of Richard Dumas who won it. Who am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of Cedric Ceballos?
I am indeed.
Are you thinking of my guy, the pride of Traverse City, Michigan, Dan Marley? That would have been a three-point contest.
No, I was thinking of Cedric Ceballos.
We love Dan
Marley.
That's
exactly who I was thinking of.
Okay.
Very fun category, thank you.
Final category. With the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live, anyone who's hosted five times or more.
Oh, the five-timers
club.
Is that the smoking jacket deal?
It is. They got the private club. That's good stuff. Yep. Tanny, you can go first.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is on there, yes.
Steve
Martin.
He
did that one in New York.
Steve Martin.
Yes, Steve Martin on that list.
Five 16 times. Wow.
Yeah, I would have gone with Steve Martin.
Pick a different one.
Candace Bergen.
Yes, Candace Bergen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Five times.
Just based off that.
Anthony Herron.
5 times between November 8th of 75 and May 19th of 90.
My namesake, Christopher Walken.
Yes, Christopher Walken is on the list.
Oh, my God.
7 times.
The five-timers club. How about Paul Simon?
Paul Simon.
Good call.
No.
What?
That's no. Wow. That's got to be accurate.
He's four.
Really?
Wow! But you're thinking all the times he was on there as a musical guest.
No. You know what? I'm not. He didn't make the Five Timers Club, and that was
one of the. Did they do a sketch around that?
Yeah, they did a sketch. That's where they invented the Five Timers Club.
They wouldn't let him in the room.
That's right.
Steve Martin was hosting that show, and they wouldn't let him in.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Damn it!
Mm. Yeah, you're out.
I'm out again. Ant.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy on the list 5 times.
Incredible.
Wow. Did we say Alec Baldwin yet?
I don't think so.
No, he's number one. Yeah, okay. We didn't say Alec Baldwin. 17 times.
Wow. Who's the guy who... Oh, that's Steve Martin. I was going to say, this guy who used to host so much that we thought he was in the cast when he wasn't. That was Steve Martin.
Well, there is someone like that.
So Billy Crystal was briefly in the cast, right? But he hosted a bunch.
He was supposed to be in the debut in the pilot or in the first episode, but he didn't make it. He got cut.
And then, he is not a five timer.
Let's see.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are there any more females?
Yeah.
All right. Then let me go with
3 pretty big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they're regular in stature, but...
Rebecca Lobo? First person, first big female.
Yeah,
be careful.
Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler, not a five-timer.
No.
Okay.
So Tanny just need one more to finish it.
Did we say everyone's favorite Chevy Chase?
We did not
say that.
He had to have, right?
Yeah, he's on.
Okay. All right.
Hell yeah,
man.
All right.
Excellent job.
Alec Baldwin, Steve Martin, John Goodman, Buck Henry. You didn't get Elliot Gould, Danny DeVito, Drew Barrymore, Tina Fey, Scarlett Johansson, John Mulaney.
There you go.
Bill Murray, Justin Timberlake, Ben Affleck.
Man, big club.
Dwayne Johnson, a five-timer.
Great category.
Really? Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Excellent job,
really
Shane.
Really good categories today.
Sunday night is the live show for the SNL 50. Gotta carve out some time.
Do you think Eddie Murphy shows up for that?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
He was at the 40, right?
I think he was at the 40. He was surprised at the 40.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. I bet he's there. It's 670 The Score. That was categories. Tanny's your winner. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. When we come back, a man who apparently embodies everything about a terrible professional sports franchise. Seems like a good fit to me. Let's discuss on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.